Yes, you as well. Thank you for having me.
The Harlem Globetrotters, they've got a lot of history, right? Because they formed back in 1926 in Chicago, I read. But you came to be on the team in 2018 after the Dark Horse Dunk competition. Now, is that how they find its members through competitions, or did you have to like audition?
It's a combination, but everybody's story of how they got to Globetrotters is different. I think there's maybe six or seven players who have participated in the College Slam Dunk contest on ESPN. Because it's on ESPN, it's a really big platform and it's easy for everybody to watch. In my experience, the Globetrotters were watching in 2018, which was my senior year at Purchase College, and then they invited me to a workout after that. So everybody still has to go through the workout, but how they get discovered is very different.
Had you always had a love for basketball? Did you always know this was something that you wanted to do with your life?
Absolutely. So basketball was my second sport. Tennis was my first sport that I tried, and I wasn't good at tennis, but basketball, for some reason, stuck with me. And I think it was more so because I was such a shy kid and I didn't have the courage to make new friends via speaking up. And so basketball was a way for me to make those friends without having to use my actual voice to say hello to people. Basketball has such a unique ability to unite people, and I think that's one of the reasons why I love the game so much.
So you've been a part of the Globetrotters since 2018. You've been all over the world, I'm guessing. Where's one of your favorite places to play?
That's a great question. I actually just got back from Germany 2 days ago for a week with one of my other teammates, and that was a lot of fun. But I think my favorite place to play thus far has probably been in Latvia, which is right in between Lithuania and Estonia. They take basketball very seriously, and so it was really nice to have basketball respected at such a high level.
Now, you kind of talked about it a little bit, like basketball being able to bring people together. But what would you say is the draw of the Globetrotters? Because to be around for such a long time, what is it that makes people just love them so much?
So we've been around for 97 years at this point and counting, and we're excited for the 100th year. But I think within that 97 years, we have done a great job of making people feel a certain way. And when you go to a Globetrotter game, it's such a unique experience. It's not like a regular basketball game. You're gonna smile, you're gonna laugh, and you're absolutely gonna remember your time there. And so I think, again, that's what the Globetrotters do really well, and that is why going to a Globetrotter game is so significant for so many people.
Who would you love to play with that you haven't had a chance to play with yet?
Man, I wish I could have played with Curly Neal. Unfortunately, he passed already, as well as Meadowlark Lemon, Wilt Chamberlain, LeBron James, maybe Steph Curry too.
Maybe, if you have time.
If
You've got a big presence on social media and you're inspiring all kinds of young athletes. For young Indigenous athletes that are going to the show, that are going to watch you play, that maybe even plays you in the video games and stuff like that. What
has time.
would you say to them? What would your words to them be?
I think the easiest way to explain this is by sharing my most valuable lesson within my journey. When I was a kid, as I mentioned before, I was super shy and I constantly compared myself to my peers and didn't allow myself to grow at my own pace. So I would tell everybody, especially the kids coming to the game right now, just to run your own race and make sure that you focus on what your path is. If you start looking left and right and behind you, then you're not going to be able to see what's right in front of you. And everybody grows at their own pace. So you might just be a late bloomer like I was.
Those are good words to live by, even for adults, really. Tickets for the show are still available. It's happening on Sunday at Rogers Place, and we've got the link to get yours at ravenradio.ca. Thank you so much, Hops.
Thanks.